At Mountain Family Health Centers, we believe that healthcare is a human right. It's a basic human right that everyone should be able to access healthcare at any point in time. These proposed changes, if they were approved, would drastically reduce the access for healthcare for thousands and thousands of people. Public charge is a term that's used in immigration law to describe someone who is immigrating to the United States and will likely be dependent or is dependent on the government for material or financial support. So currently, right now, there are only two programs that are considered for public charge, and that is long-term care in an institution that's paid for by the government or cash assistance. So if someone is coming to the United States and they're immigrating here and they're using those programs or they're on those programs, it can count against their immigration status and be used against them in a way. The public charge evaluation is done when people apply to come into the United States and when they apply to become legal permanent residents, or if they're a legal permanent resident who has been out of the country for 180 days. The rules that are proposed to change were published in the Federal Register on October 10th. So the benefits that would be considered for public charge would be Medicaid, housing assistance such as Section 8 housing vouchers, and SNAP or food assistance, food stamps. Over the last year or so, we've seen our uninsured rates rising pretty drastically because people are afraid of this. They've heard of this change, the possible change that's coming. So they're withdrawing their children from Medicaid, even though they're legal residents who are completely eligible for that benefit. We've seen people not come to their doctor's appointments because they're afraid that somehow them using our services will affect their immigration status, even if that's not true.
Could you go into a little more detail in what ways would it affect their immigration status? It makes them less likely to get legal residency?
Yes. So the evaluation that they would go through looks at several different things, including age, education or skill level, household size, or their income. But they do look at the use of these public benefits. The proposed changes would start to count against people if they're using two or more benefits at the same time. And what would happen then is they look at the totality of that evaluation, including their age, their education, household size, and their public benefit use. So it's not necessarily true that if they are using public benefit, if they're highly educated or they have a steady source of income, it wouldn't necessarily prevent them from immigrating or getting permanent legal status, but it is a possibility.
And as things are without this rule change, that's not factored in to immigration status?
That is not factored in. Only those two previous benefits of cash assistance and long-term institutional care.
Okay. And this broadens it out?
They're just the certain programs, such as Medicaid, SNAP. Mm-hmm. There's temporary assistance for needy families, which is TAMF, which is an income assistance program. Those programs are included in this, but things like Child Health Plan Plus, which is called CHIP in Colorado, would not be considered, and that's an insurance program to help children get health care. Mm-hmm. Mountain Family Health Centers has a sliding fee scale, so we base our prices on your income level. Those sorts of programs are not considered. It's also important to note, and I did mention this earlier, that if a child has Medicaid and they're a legal resident or they are eligible for that program, that will not affect their parents' immigration status.
Could you go into what impact this national rule change could have on our local communities?
Mm-hmm. A lot of that involves just the general health of our community. When people aren't coming to their doctors or they're not getting their children the health care that they need, we don't have a healthy community. And then that turns into people going to the emergency rooms, which raises the cost of health care for all of us. Mountain Family Health Centers, as an organization, tries to provide those services so that people can take care of themselves to avoid emergent situations.
Thank you so much, Danielle Wrigley, Executive Assistant and Advocacy Coordinator for Mountain Family Health.
Thank you so much.